Logan Mankins.
How you doing?
Oh, doing great.
I was wondering what the Friday after a Thursday preseason game is like work-wise for you. Is this like a Monday during the regular season? Is that what today was?
Yeah, it is. We came in this morning. We just got done lifting weights, did some conditioning, and about 2 o'clock we'll watch the film, meet about that, and start working for Kansas City.
Will the watching the film part be not much fun again today?
I don't know. I was only in there for about 10 plays, so... It's not too bad then.
How do you feel where you stand overall once you're here through the preseason and camp? You feel good about yourselves?
Not really. We haven't had that good a preseason. Tom hasn't been in there. The offense hasn't been together too much. So I don't know where we stand right now. We'll find out next week where we stand on offensively.
Isn't that sort of weird? In years past, have you had a firmer grasp on where you stood after this month?
Yeah, the last few years we've all been together through the preseason, and this year, Matt just came back last game for his first game, and next week will be Tom's first game, so it'll be a little new next week.
Go ahead.
Can I just follow up on that? You're assured Tom's going to be here next week, and that's going to be his first game, as you've been told?
Well, I haven't been told that. I just assumed that.
We've always been kind of led to believe that if there's any unit on any football team that needs cohesion, practice, coordination, it's the offensive line. First of all, is that fair to say that?
Yeah, because so much stuff is happening, and you have to trust the guy next to you, and you have to trust that he's going to be there for you. So you need to practice together. And if a guy misses a week or so, or a couple of days of practice before a game, that's all right. But missing a lot of time really starts to affect you.
Well, how much has the offensive line been affected by a preseason in which Matt just got back in there last night? Other guy, Stephen Neal, still missing. How much is that affecting you?
Yeah, it's been pretty wild. We've had new guys at different positions, it seemed like, every day through the preseason and training camp. But I think it's all starting to fall back into place now, and we'll work it out and hopefully have it ready by week one.
Well, on your side, if you got Copen to the right and Light to the left, that feels pretty much like home for you.
That's normal, right?
Yeah, that's back to where it was. So it feels good to be everyone to be back in there now, and hopefully we could do what we did in years past.
Well, that's why I think the Russ Hochstein injury is sort of a sneaky, damaging injury to this team, because he's always, while not being a starter full-time, he's always filled in the past, and I think you've got almost as much comfort level and, you know, familiarity with him and his game as you would a starter, because he's played so much in a reserve role. So with Steven down, and then you throw in Russ Hochstein, I think that hurts, because who's ever going to be in there now is truly a new guy.
Yeah, Russ, he's done a great job. He's been here, going on 8 years, I think, and every time someone's went down, he's always filled in great and done a great job, and at numerous positions. So that is a big hurt when you lose a guy as versatile as Russ.
What's the psychological impact of not having Tom there? Do you feel it in the huddle? Do you feel it on the sidelines? Do you feel it when you step off the bus?
Yeah, you feel it in the huddle, I think. And in the preseason, it's so hard to get yourself motivated to really want to go out there. You're just going out there trying to work on stuff and make sure you're getting better. And it's just not the same as a real game. And then not having Tom there probably makes it even seem less like a game.
I know every offensive lineman on the planet would rather run block every single time. You'd rather deliver the blow than receive the blow. But we haven't seen this team really run the football effectively in the preseason, can it?
Yeah, I think so. We got to stick to it, and the guys got to block the guys they're supposed to and do a good job on that, and the back's got to find the right hole, and I don't know if we can. We'll find out, but we're going to damn sure try. I know that.
One of the things Bill has talked about is he may have 5 running backs on this team when you guys finally get to the final roster. He said we certainly can keep 5. How much difference is there from one guy to another guy to another guy, just in terms of how they run behind you, how they use what you guys are trying to do?
Yeah, for us, it doesn't matter to us, really. We're going to block the guys the same way, and it's up to them to adjust to the
style. They got to adjust to you.
Yeah, pretty much. And every play, they can go somewhere different anyway. It all depends on what the defense does, really. We just try to block them, and if they want to go a certain way, sometimes we just take them that way, and the running back's got to read it and make his cuts.
Logan, how's Belichick been this camp? Has he been hard? Do you sense that he's laid off the throttle? Has he been an easy guy to work for this month, a hard guy to work for?
I think he's been pretty consistent with in years past. We were in pads every day again this camp, and we had a couple nice walkthroughs. That was pretty rewarding. We liked that. But for the most part, Bill is Bill. He's going to push you when he thinks he needs to push you, and he's going to lay off when he thinks he needs to lay off. And he's been around long enough to know when to do what.
You don't sense, you know, the way he managed it overall, coming off of last year, the length of the season, the way it ended, the you know, mental and physical grind of it. Do you think that he had to be a little softer than, I know you said a lot of padded work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's managed this month based off a little bit of how you ended last year or how last year went?
Yeah, I'm sure. And then during the training camp, we had a lot of guys get banged up too. So, like, we had Matt go down. We lost O'Callaghan. Russ got hurt. Steve's still not back. On defense, a few guys have been banged up through the preseason. So I think when you get a lot of guys hurt, you got to back off a little.
This is a business, and we all know that. And this is the time of year this weekend where this business is a little tough. Now, it doesn't affect a guy like you. Mm-hmm. Doesn't affect, you know, a lot of the guys who know where they stand. But do you sense some tension on the parts of guys who are wondering, hey, do I have a job come next week or don't I?
Boy, I'd hate to be in that position right now. I know that's a tough position. The next few days, waiting to find out what's going to happen in your career, and it's your life, your livelihood, and a lot of guys are up in the air right now. They don't know what's going on, and I bet that's a tough spot to be in.
I also wonder if it affects how some guys play. I mean, and I'm looking specifically at your backup quarterback situation where guys are going, man, I gotta get a job on this team.
Yeah, they were fighting for a job this preseason, and I don't know who's going to get those jobs, but there was a lot of pressure on those guys and a lot of pressure on a lot of people at numerous positions to make the plays when they were called upon, and hopefully they made the plays to impress the coaches.
Logan, I was curious. I think it's an interesting story that's happened this summer, and that is the team has decided to put up a banner to celebrate 16-0 last year. And that's not a championship banner. They are putting up a banner for the perfect season, and you all got rings and had a ceremony to celebrate what you did accomplish last year, even though it wasn't the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? How does that? You think that was the right thing to do? Do you think that helped you, whether it was closure or to remind you that, hey, you're actually still the best team in the league, or, you know, you could be viewed that way? How do you think about that whole move to do that?
Yeah, I think it was good. I think a lot of the players were still looking at the season as a disappointment, but the guys in higher places, like I think Coach and Mr. Kraft, still looked at the season as a successful season. We're the only other team to go undefeated in the regular season, which is pretty amazing. And I think we still think the season was a disappointment on how it ended, but we still did something that was pretty amazing. And I guess we could look back and be proud of what we did do, even though we didn't finish the way we wanted to.
Did you need to be reminded of that? Were you one of those guys?
Oh, yeah. I still think about the season as being disappointing. I would do anything to have that game over, and hopefully we would be able to finish it out a different way, but that's how life goes. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and it's you see what kind of man you are from the way you rebound from that loss.
Was it the same feeling? I promise I won't belabor too much, but was it the same feeling as the Colts loss, or was that different? Now, it's happened two straight years, but
yeah.
was it the same thing, or was this one in some way worse?
It was worse. The Colts loss was tough. It was really tough. And then to see the Colts go and win the Super Bowl 2 weeks later, that really hurt. But losing the big one, that's the worst one. It hurts the worst, especially after you haven't lost the whole season. And then to lose your final game, to have a perfect season, that one hurts pretty bad.
Last year, you became the first Patriots guard since John Hanna to go to the Pro Bowl. You were a second-team All-Pro selection by the Associated Press. Do opponents view you differently now because of that? I mean, they know who you are. They watch film and all that stuff. But now they're thinking, hey, that's a Pro Bowl guard I'm going up against. Do they ratchet things up based on that?
I'm sure. You always want to do good against the better guys in the league. I know when I'm going against the best defensive tackles, I want to have my best game and make sure that I do my best against that guy. And so not only for myself and my teammates, but other people see that I'm doing good against the best guys. So I'm sure people would love to get sacks on me and make tackles for loss against me. It's only going to help them.
Was it weird for you being in a locker room in Hawaii with guys who you've done battle with in the past?
Oh, yeah, especially guys I've gotten fights with during games. We're throwing punches at each other and stuff. So, but over there, I got along with everyone, like James Harrison, we got in fights. There's other guys, we've called each other a lot of names, but we all got along over there, sitting on the beach in the locker room. We had a lot of good times.
Now, when you play James Harrison the next time, will it be different for you because of that?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You mean you're not going to punch him anymore?
Oh, no. Come I'm saying, now. Yeah, it's going to be the same for me. Once we step between those lines, we're not friends. There's no one in the other team. This is my friend once we're on the field.
Suffice it to say, are you looking forward to playing a real game?
Oh, yeah. It's the preseason is a game, but it feels like a scrimmage sometimes. Like you're trying to go as hard as you can, but it just doesn't feel the same.
Are you worried about getting hurt more in the preseason?
You think about it, but once you're on the field, you don't think about it anymore. You're not worried about it. Hmm. Some people might. Personally, I don't think about getting hurt once I'm out there.
Have you started to look at? I'm sure you have. Rhetorical question. You've started to look at tape at Kansas City. I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
What about? Is Dorsey going to be anywhere? Is he? Forgive me for not knowing. Is he going to be healthy to play? Do you expect to see him that game?
I don't know. We haven't got our depth charts and what they said everyone's doing. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I know he was banged up last time I heard. So
must be fun though. Just the thought of going up against a number two or three overall pick, whatever he was, and
yeah.
You know, young kid, new millionaire, and. You know, you get to introduce him to the NFL.
Yeah, that should be fun. We'll see what all the hoopla was about when they said he was everything. So we'll find out, see how good he is.
Fair to say, regular season game preparation is a bit more challenging mentally. Can I put it that way? You're pretty vanilla in the preseason, right?
Yeah, it'll be a lot different. We'll watch a lot more film on our opponent. We'll have a lot more plays in. And it'll be a lot different than the preseason. The preseason is very vanilla, and this week we'll ratchet it up probably 100% or so and get going.
It's great to visit with you. I'm looking forward to visiting with you throughout the season.
Yep, I'll be back.
Thanks.
It's great to be here.
Thanks, Logan.
Thanks, Logan
Mankin
good luck.
Is joining us on a Patriots Friday, Sports Radio, WEEI.